Calitran, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitran?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
It's been 1 year since a gunman opened fire at Republican Congress members who were practicing for their annual charity baseball game. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Four people were shot at that baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. The most seriously wounded was Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who says 1 year later,
had a lot of prayers, a lot of support, a lot of surgeries, but just to know where I was a year ago and where I am now, it shows you just get back in the game and keep battling.
Gunman James Hodgkinson was shot and killed by Capitol Police officers who were on the scene to protect Scalise because he's part of the congressional leadership. Members of the team say had those officers not been there, many people could have been killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two major sporting events kicked off today. The first game in the World Cup is complete with Russia beating Saudi Arabia 5-0. And the U.S. Open is taking place in golf this weekend as well, with Tiger Woods teeing off just about 15 minutes ago. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today at his weekly press briefing, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan addressed the opioid crisis that is gripping America.
What we're trying to do is get on top of this problem, because this problem crept up on America very fast. We started with CARA, the Comprehensive Addiction Recovery Act. Then we financed CARA. So that has now passed into law and it's being financed. And what's happening is, for instance, in Janesville, Wisconsin, in Rock County, Wisconsin, our local police department has put together all of the stakeholders, the recovery community, the religious community, the treatment community, and have come up with a comprehensive way of dealing with this problem. Franklin County, Ohio is a really good example. Rob Portman talks about that a lot. And we're out in the field testing ideas on how to tackle this opioid crisis. That feedback has come to Congress, and now it's resulting in all of these initiatives that Congress is improving on. You've got to deal with how prescriptions are written. You've got to deal with the pharmaceutical industry as to what pain medications are out there. There ought to be non-opioid solutions here, clearly. And sometimes an ibuprofen isn't enough, but you don't have to have Vicodin. So I'm oversimplifying, but it's treatment and recovery. It's stigmatism reduction. It's pharmaceutical. It's way prescriptions are written. And it's awareness. All of those things, because this is an epidemic that is taking this country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show, the one, the only Watchdog on Wall Street show, except no substitutions. Never has been. Nobody, because nobody can do this. Nobody can. Our model is completely different. Completely different from everybody else. Everybody else is trying to sell you something. You got the schlock brokers out there, the insurance salespeople, the gurus, all sorts of stuff. We take nothing. We take no money. We're not here to sell you anything. We're just here to tell you, well, again, how the world works, how Wall Street works. Anyway, last week here on the program, we spent a lot of time, did a lot of financial planning stuff last week on the show. And we're getting down to reality that a lot of people do not like to deal with. And I did. I got quite a few emails this past week, and I'm still amazed at how many people out there really just don't understand our Social Security system, how it works. Many people to this day still think that they have their money, their payroll taxes that they're paying into and that their employer is paying into, or if they're self-employed, what they're paying into. They think that there's some sort of bank account somewhere, a lockbox. And again, that's kind of how the Social Security Administration kind of pitches it to you. You take a look at the thing that they send you in the mail. It's your Social Security account statement. You don't have an account. You get it? You don't have an account. That you have your Social Security number that you became very, very familiar with back when you were in college. That's not an account number. You can't go and close your account. Social Security is expected to dip into its reserves this year, meaning that the costs associated with Social Security are going to exceed the money that's coming in. Now, what is that? What is that? Last hour, we talked about Bernie Madoff. What is the difference between that and what Bernie Madoff did? Nothing. Same thing. Now, this is expected to continue up until they're estimating 2034. What's going to happen in 2034? Well, there's not going to be any more lockbox. All of the reserves are gone. Now, I think it's going to happen much sooner than that, quite honestly. I do. I think it's going to happen much, much sooner than that. We don't have that great of a birth rate anymore here in this country, not to mention the fact that a lot of young people are dying due to drug addiction. Those are people that would be paying into the system. They're not there. So I think 2034 is, I would say, optimistic in terms of D-Day for Social Security. So what happens at that point in time? Your benefits are cut. Your benefits are going to be cut. Now, many out there, we got to do something. We got to raise taxes on people. Are you kidding me? A lot of people get bent out of shape. They follow that Bernie Sanders model. People are only paying up to $127,000. Okay. If people are going to pay in more into Social Security, aren't they expected to take more out? Are they not supposed to take more money out? And really, you're going to add say a self-employed guy that makes $1 million, let's say he makes $1 million a year. You're going to force that guy to pay $124,000 a year in payroll taxes on top of his income taxes? That guy's going to move to the Cayman Islands. Again, this is just reality. Study that came out this past week talking about how many pension funds for public workers already owe far more in retirement benefits than they have in the bank. Already. And this is despite the great returns that the market has showed over the past several years. They're starting to realize that, man, oh man, if there's a downturn, we could really be in trouble. Again, don't shoot the messenger. I say it all the time. I'm just telling you the way it is. And by telling you the way it is, you can prepare. You can prepare. There's no reason. It's a waste of energy getting angry or upset. What good is that going to do? Nothing. Don't complain. Just do. Do. Get your financial plan done the right way and prepare for that. I want to touch on this as well. The savings rate goes along with this. The savings rate here in the United States is back near record lows. This is as Americans spend more than they make for the 28th month in a row. I don't know what to tell you. There was a skit. I should have grabbed it. I just thought about it now. There was a Steve Martin skit on Saturday Night Live where they did this bit on a self-help book on saving money. And it was hilarious. And how they broke it down, oh, real simple here. You just spend less than you're taking in. It was a phenomenal skit. And you know what's fascinating to me is that you've got a big-time radio show in the country. One of the bigger radio shows in the country is Dave Ramsey. This guy's done his entire radio career is based upon telling people to spend less than they're taking in. It's funny if you think about it, and still, record lows, Americans spending more than they make for 28 months in a row. Yeah, I did a lot of life hacks that we've given away here on the program over the year. I did a financial independence top 20 back in 2004. And it was a guy in the Wall Street Journal, Jonathan Clements, that kind of put one together for the journal. And I put my own one together. Clements was a great writer for the Wall Street Journal. But I said, you know what? I got to have to do one as well. Plus, I got more experience because I'm dealing with people on an everyday basis. You want to know what number one on our financial independence top 20 list was? Shopping is not your favorite pastime or hobby. Number two, and again, this is something we talk about all the time. When prices of equities, when stocks drop, instead of getting worried, you sense an opportunity. Number three, vice versa. When a market goes through the roof, well, you know what? You start to tread with a little bit more caution. Number four, and here's one for everybody. This goes along with dollar cost averaging, talking about not saving enough. You pay yourself. This is huge. This is stuff you teach your kids. You have to do. I don't care how much money you're making. You pay yourself every single month. I don't care if you're taking a little bit of money out of every paycheck. I don't care if it's once a month. It doesn't matter. And you look at it as something that you have to do. For example, you have an apartment, you have a house, you have to pay the electric bill. You have to pay your mortgage. You have to pay the rent. You have to pay yourself. It's a line item. And I tell people not to get crazy, not to get out of control. Do something that you can't afford. Do something. I can't afford it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You pay yourself every single month. And as you go along throughout life, you start to make more money. Guess what? you put more away. One of the other big ones on this list, and you can grab this off our website, all the columns that we've written over the past, decades. I'm getting old. Is number nine on this list. And this is an even a bigger problem today than it was when I wrote this column back in 2004. You have greater wealth than your neighbors, and they don't have any idea. Yes, social media has taken keeping up with the Joneses, and it's put it on steroids. People are in constant competition with one another over stupid things. When I say stupid things, material items. That's dumb. That's dumb. You want to know when you are financially independent? Is just that. You have greater wealth than your neighbors, and they don't have a clue. Going to take a break, people. We got a lot more we got to cover on the program today. Again, I want to remind everybody, get the help you need right there at our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Free consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, college planning kits, healthcare, you name it, all there at the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Mm-hmm.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I don't know what John's doing tonight, but for whatever reason, you've managed to come up with all these really, really good songs that I haven't heard in a long time. James Taylor. He used to be that's kind of thing everybody went to go do. I'm from upstate New York, outside of Albany, New York. And in my opinion, one of the best concert venues in the country is the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. It's in this great big state park there in Saratoga. It's right near the Saratoga racetrack. They have a lot of really neat things up there. But it's just down at the bottom of this hill in the middle of the park. And we get, back when I was a kid, we got lawn tickets for $10. Maybe. So we'd go see, everybody go see James Taylor. He'd be there every single summer at SPAC and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And a lot of good shows I've seen there. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Little bit of good news here, to say the least. The May jobs report is actually fantastic news. The New York Times actually reported, I don't know how they got it through their little filter, actually reported that they were running out of great things to say about the current jobs climate here in the United States. The New York blankety, 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 blank Times said that. What's sad about this is that there were several articles, several columns out there that basically said, well, the May jobs report is great news for everyone except Democrats running for office. Why be like that? I don't get this. I really don't. Why? Why can't you come out and say that we are thrilled, we're happy, the jobs numbers are fantastic? I hope Donald Trump continues to create jobs. I think this is great for the economy. I disagree with some of the things that he's done. But to take a look at these numbers is fantastic. This is what we want to have happen. I'm telling you right now, that would be a Democrat that would get reelected. It would. Because they're being honest. They're falling. You got various different Democrats out there falling all over themselves, trying to bash the economy and bash these jobs numbers. There are more jobs out there available than there are people. Get this. Than there are people out there looking for work. Now, that is a problem. That's an issue because we have to try to get more people back into the labor force. We've talked about welfare and how bad welfare is. Getting people addicted to welfare is like getting them addicted to any other type of drug. And one of the best things in the world that you can do for somebody is kick them in the buttocks. One of the best things in the world that you can do for somebody is kicking them in the butt. You kick somebody in the butt, you know what? You care about that individual. You just continue to write checks to them. Well, you know what? You don't really care. You're just appeasing your own conscience, and you're writing them off. Again, I'm all for helping people out and safety nets. But the goal always needs to be that we need to make this individual, this human being, has value. So we got to get this human being back into the labor force, back being a productive member of society. And many of the things that are being put forward by Republican governors around the country, and Donald Trump included, try to make this a part of the Farm Bill, are actually putting in work requirements for welfare, for food stamps, whatever it may be. And we are getting chastised. The nation is. I'm not making this up. It's a true story. The United Nations just put out a report saying that we're mean for doing that. That we're mean here in the United States for for, they say we're cutting help for people that need it. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're just kicking these people in the butt, telling them, you know what? You can do it. You can go out there and you can be a productive member of society. We're going to push you in that direction. You know, when I get on the kids that I coach, and I might lambast them for their effort. And always towards the end, sometimes I remind myself, you know what, guys? You may get ticked off at me right now for getting on your case. But when a coach stops paying attention to you, that's when you should worry. Because that's somebody who doesn't care. Another nice bit of information, statistic here. The number of small companies raising wages hit a record high. Again, where are you hearing this story in the mainstream news? No, we're going to talk about the Eagles. Stupid. Got one dumb story after another dumb story. How about this one? The fact that the number of small companies raising wages hit a record high in the United States. It's according to the National Federation of Independent Business. A full 35% of owners of small firms report increasing labor compensation. That's the highest percentage since they started asking that question back in 1986. Yeah. Dan, you're hearing it here. You're not hearing it anywhere else. It's another good sign as well, and we're paying attention to these money flows. A lot of cash-rich companies out there are looking to do what over the remaining part of the year? $2.5 trillion into buybacks, dividends, and mergers and acquisitions. Now, again, I know money is going to go into research and development. We want to see money go there as well. And there is that concern out there that companies are buying back too much of their stock. Well, let me tell you something. If it's good for the stock price, it's also good for people's pension funds. And it's also good for people who own stock. And also that money is going to get recycled throughout the economy. It's always good when companies boost their dividends. Again, more money in people's pockets. Greater velocity of money around the country. Now, mergers and acquisitions. That sometimes is, well, it can be a bit of a lot of mergers and acquisitions that we see are oftentimes ridiculous, superfluous, if you will. The whole mergers and acquisitions department's basically a group of guys that try to boost CEOs' egos and get them to spend money that they probably shouldn't. But again, you're talking $2.5 trillion in cash, in essence, going back into the market. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We get back, talk a little bit about Apple, and we've got to get into social media. Some big C I told you so moments in regards to Facebook. Everything that we told you a couple months ago, yep, spot on. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
According to a new report from the Department of Justice Inspector General, FBI agent Peter Strzok assured his mistress and colleague Lisa Page that they would stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency. This was all sent via text message. Senator John Kennedy, he's a Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says enough is enough. Let's just get to the bottom of things here.
I just want the facts. I'm not interested in spin, speculation, rumor. I'm interested in the facts and getting them out in front of the American people. Some of the bacon-wrapped shrimp crowd here in Washington thinks the American people aren't smart enough to figure it out. They are.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And today, the New York Attorney General's office filed a lawsuit against President Trump's charitable foundation, accusing him of using the foundation to aid his political campaign and cover his legal troubles. On Twitter today, President Trump said he would fight this lawsuit. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody.
You won't believe it.
Now, Apple had their big developer conference this past Monday, and there's a lot of talk about some of the things that they are doing. Their latest iOS 12, I think, is coming out in September. I'm going to be honest. As a parent, I was thrilled. Apple announced that they are going to be, going to allow for parents to actually go in and limit the time spent on certain apps. So you can go and you can go to your kid's phone if you're family group there and limit how long they're on Snapchat or how long they're playing Fortnite over the course of the week. And it's going to be simple and it's going to be easy. And I think it's fantastic. Now, it's some people out there saying, well, why would you want to limit somebody using your stuff? hold on a second. How does Apple make its money? How does Apple, why don't we think about how Apple makes money? Huh? They're selling you the hardware. And granted, they've got their subscription services and iTunes and whatnot, but you bought their stuff. And I would bet that if you're going to ask a parent what phone you're going to buy your kid and you have this feature there, you can help control, helps you to watch your kids to a greater degree because it ain't easy. It's not. And I have to do it all the time. I know that the things are addictive. I'm a parent like everybody else. I go into my kid's room, they're on the phone to them. I say, give me the damn phone. You're done. Go outside. You're done. This would make it a hell of a lot easier, and I think it's a great move by Apple. I want to touch on this story as well. McDonald's, we told you this was coming. It's not the listen, okay? I'm not going to totally blame McDonald's. Let's not blame. But McDonald's is going out. They are adding kiosks, self-serve kiosks. You go into the computer screen and you put your order in. They're going to be adding it to 1,000 McDonald's stores each quarter. Now, it's not all due to higher minimum wage. It's not. But it's a part of it. Without a doubt, it's a part of it. Now, granted, okay, we talk about creative destruction. We can say that, oh, okay, people taking an order on the counter, some of those jobs are being destroyed. Well, other jobs are being created, are they not? The people that have to make the kiosks, the people that have to maintain the kiosks, they're going to obviously be able to handle a much larger flow of orders at one time. And you're going to need to have people back there on the line that are able to do that. So, yes, technology played a part in this, but make no bones about it. These companies are not stupid. They see the writing on the wall. You start seeing minimum wage push around the country and businesses can't afford to pay that wage. Well, you know what? You're going to be replaced. This story got out. There was a couple out there in regards to Google and California. Google listed Nazism as a part of the California GOP's ideology. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Nazism part of the California GOP's ideology. Listen, they are what they are. You know what they are. Okay, these stories come out, and everybody gets bent out of shape, and everybody gets bent out of shape over all of these big media, social media companies and their power. And you should. You should pay attention. But know who they are. Understand who they are. You know, Facebook. Facebook, what was it, 2 months ago, Zuckerberg's in front of Congress. As it turns out, basically everything that he said was BS. More and more information is coming out. Yes, Facebook gave all sorts of information to various different device makers. And we had another story this past week with Facebook giving information to some Chinese companies as well. And they said that they weren't going to do that. You got lawmakers coming out and saying that Zuckerberg lied to Congress. What exactly and how exactly do you think Facebook makes their money? I'm going to ask you that question. We asked that a couple months ago. I'm going to ask it again. How do you think they make their money? Take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'll answer that when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We shall return.
You Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to watchdogonwallstreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the Geico Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, we are. That's what we do. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. One of the more frightening stories of the week was Hillary Clinton in an interview telling telling everyone that she would like to run Facebook. Are you kidding me? Could you imagine what would happen to Facebook stock if Hillary Clinton, they named Hillary Clinton CEO of Facebook? Do you know how many people would just shut their accounts off, wipe their computer, maybe get that same company that Hillary used to wipe her servers as well? Are you kidding me? Anyway, one of the big stories from this past week, Facebook giving data access to Chinese firms flagged by U.S. intelligence. Again, they said that they weren't doing that, but they were. Yeah, people, it's creepy. It's creepy. It is. But again, I'm going to ask this question to everybody out there. What do you think Facebook does? Doesn't charge you anything to use their service. Doesn't charge you every single time you like something. Well, you think it's making all that money via selling ads? Come on. No. It's gathering. They are in the information business. and they are gathering information on you. Now, they said that they weren't giving data away to everyone, and I don't know why they would do that. I got to look a little bit further into the story. There's still a lot going on. It's still being investigated. They are, you only think about Facebook right now. Everybody familiar with the, well, how could you not? Fantastic movie. Glengarry, Glen Ross. You remember like the cast in that movie? Oh, man. One fantastic actor after another fantastic actor, another fantastic actor. And has that scene there with Alec Baldwin, who comes down and rips into everybody. He's giving the sales meeting there. And they talk about these leads, the Glengarry leads, these special leads that everybody wants to get their hands on. They're real estate sellers. They're selling, I don't know, timeshare condos or whatever it may be. And they need leads. They got to find people so they can sell this stuff. And if they don't sell, they're going to get fired. Remember, first prize in the sales contest, according to Al Bolden, was a Cadillac Eldorado. Second prize, a set of steak knives. Third prize, you're fired. But anyway, Glengarry leads. That's what Facebook is. It compiles as much information as they possibly can on you. They have it. Oh, I know they're putting up privacy concerns. I got some sort of alert this past week. But they've already collected a ton on me. They already got a ton of information. So when a company comes and or Facebook goes and says, hey, listen, you advertise with us, we are going to be able to target people that are going to be interested in your product. That's all they do. Facebook is, in essence, Glengarry, Glen Ross. It is the Glengarry leads. Is it creepy? I guess so. But try taking that away from people. I'm giving you a little prediction here. Yeah, is this company going to be regulated? Yeah, probably in some way. But it's probably going to operate more like a partnership with the U.S. government where they're going to provide all of that data to them. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Because everywhere I go, there's a love song.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 County.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Far, we've been traveling far.
Ah, Neil Diamond.
Without a home.
Yeah, we were most definitely a Neil Diamond family.
Free.
It's funny. I just recently grabbed all of the slot, I mean, thousands of slides. Yeah, I remember that from the slide projector that you'd watch the family pictures on, the slides. Thousands of slides growing up at the Markowski household. And I showed some pictures to my kids of Markowski vacations when we were a kid, when it was all of us packed into a van going on vacation with the 8-track tapes blaring to Neil Diamond and the Elton John and the Doobie Brothers and the Led Zeppelin on the car trips. But anyway, I remember when Neil, that song came from Jazz Singer. Remember he redid that movie? I think my mom must have seen that movie about 7-8 times. Loved it. Anyway, got to get to some, a couple quick big brokerage ripoff and scams. I mean, we spent a lot of time first hour of the program talking about, not so much small-time players. Madoff wasn't a small-time player. But oftentimes people fail to realize that the big institutions out there are no different. Well, that's not true. I mean, let me check that. They're different in that they don't get in trouble. They don't get in real trouble. They pay a fine. Case in point, HSBC. HSBC, I remember one of the other stories I reported on HSBC a few years ago, where they were, it was like the scene out of Scarface. They were making the teller windows bigger at their branches down in Mexico, so the drug lords could, you know, put their duffel bags full of money through the window much easier. Like, they're right out of Scarface. Yeah, HSBC is going to pay $100 million to end its currency rigging probe. Goldman Sachs is paying $110 million to resolve allegations that its foreign exchange traders improperly shared information about client orders on an electronic chat room, putting clients at a disadvantage. I learned this very, very quick. I've had a lot of really hard lessons in life, people. And you know what? All you youngsters out there listening to the program, you high school grads, you college grads, let me tell you something. You're going to get hit with some really hard lessons in life. It just happens. And you got to learn to deal with them. You got to learn not to make the same mistakes again. I was asked to be a part of a Forex trading operation at a firm, trying to get the thing going and starting off the ground. It didn't take me long. Didn't take me long. It took me a few months to figure out that the entire thing was rigged. It was rigged. And I mean, going up to the guy, I said, you're kidding me. There's no way that people, clients, can make any money off this. It's impossible. It's rigged in favor of all of the big financial institutions. They can move markets whenever they want. Yeah, so? That was his answer. Yeah, foreign currency exchange trader. You think you're going to make money trading currencies? Good luck with that. They control it. They own it. They can crush you at any point in time. And they work together. You understand the type of capital that they're playing with? They can move markets. They can pick you off. Again, this is another aspect, not just, I'm just talking about foreign currency trade, another aspect in regards to the stock market too. When you put in limit orders and stop orders, especially when the markets are volatile, we don't really recommend doing that because you're going to get picked off. They know where your orders are. They know where they are, and they can drop the market, and they can collect on you. Again, this is why we need to go back to the old ways of doing things. Get the New York Stock Exchange up and running again the way it used to be. Specialists on the floor. Anyway, saw this story. Got a bit of an investment story. This was in Wall Street Journal. Talking about how value investors are facing an existential crisis after the market rally, long market rally. Talking about how well certain stocks like Apple and Netflix have done. In many respects, you know, one might look at Apple as a bit of a value company in many respects. And we've kind of priced it as such. A company's paying a dividend now. It's different. Yes, has there been a lot of attention? Has there been a lot of upswing in the FANG stocks? Yeah, there has. But that doesn't mean you get away of looking at fundamentals and looking at things over the long term. You can take a look at how well these companies have done over the past several years. And yes, they need to be a part of your portfolio. Again, depending upon who you are, what your financial situation is. But they cannot be, they could never be your portfolio. You get my drift? They can be a part of, they can't be your portfolio. That's what gets you into trouble. Again, always look for value. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Even if you have a company that hasn't done anything, a value company over the past 4 or 5 years, it's stuck within a trading range of, let's say, 4 to 5%, but yet that company's paying a 4 to 5% dividend. Great. Great, because you know what? That dividend's going to compound over time. And what do we tell you about compounding? The royal road to riches. People fail to realize that the bulk of stock market returns throughout history, stocks as an asset class has outperformed everything. But the bulk of stock market returns has been due to dividends and reinvesting those dividends. No joke. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department's Inspector General report revealed that former FBI Director James Comey used a personal Gmail account to conduct FBI business. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz also has some of the other news coming out of the IG report.
This is an explosive report. The FBI actually did know that foreign actors had penetrated and gotten classified information off of these private servers. Remember the whole timing. Initial drafts from James Comey, done well before this exoneration in July, they'd started drafting these things before they'd even interviewed Hillary Clinton. And then during their initial draft, what did they say? It was gross negligence. Then somebody came in and edited that and softened it up.
A new study from Ohio State University found that religious people live an average of 4 years longer than their atheist friends. The study analyzed 1,000 obituaries published across the United States since 2011 and found a correlation between faith and longevity. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This